Well, perhaps it starts with Candyland or Chutes and Ladders. Well, then came Life, Sorry, even Monopoly. Nowadays, it's a strategic game of Catan with my kids. No matter what your favorite plain board game, it's a great way to connect, to spark conversations, learn more about each other. Playing sophisticated board games with a Catholic character, that adds a whole new dimension. The new game, Know Thyself, the Game of Temperaments, was designed by author Lorraine Bennett. Now, Lorraine has a master's degree in philosophy and has co-authored 6 books with her husband, Art, 1 solo book named A Year of Grace, 365 Reflections for Caregivers. The Bennetts reside in North Virginia and have been married for 45 years. They have 4 children and 8 grandchildren. Lorraine is joining me today. Hello, Lorraine. Thanks so much for joining the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, Lorraine, we are both mothers of 4. I am amazed the difference of each of them, given they have the same parents, they ate the same food. Even my daughters wore the same clothes. But just when you think you got it figured out, well, God threw me a curveball, added a boy to the mix. How are each of their temperaments formed, and how do they just range such a wide kind of variety of who they are?
Right. That's exactly the experience we had, too, where before we even knew about temperaments or really understood temperaments, we would always be like, how are they so different? And we're the same 2 parents, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But thankfully, my husband was a therapist, a practicing and licensed therapist in marriage and family. And so he actually knew about temperaments. And so we kind of got into it that way. But like temperament itself is very interesting because it's got this long history in Catholic theology, actually, and spirituality. So way back when, before any modern or contemporary psychology was practiced, often spiritual advisors or priests would use the concept of temperament to help people grow in their own spirituality, grow in their faith, and grow in holiness. And when we discovered this, we were like, oh, this is the perfect thing for Catholics, for Catholic parents and Catholic, just even coworkers, for anybody to know about, to really understand themselves more deeply and understand others, and also grow in our own spirituality in a way that's consistent with our Catholic faith.
Well, Lorraine, you're saying temperament in this, and this is what this is about, is when you're calling a temperament, what does that mean? Is that the same, like personality traits, is that the same as a temperament? If I'm an extrovert, is that my temperament as a personality?
Well, great question. So temperament is one aspect of our personality. So our personalities are actually much broader, and they can include things like, our family of origin, or our education, or, our culture, where we grew up. All these things will factor into our total personality. But temperament is that part that we start out with. And we like to say it's like God's gift to us to kind of kickstart our personalities. And it's that part we're born with. It's nature versus nurture, in that old debate. So temperament is kind of like the way we're sort of hardwired. And so it would include, in fact, like extroversion, introversion, definitely whether you're very sociable or whether you're very, you need a lot of time to reflect on things, or some people tend to be by nature rather impulsive, and others are very slow and thoughtful and detail oriented. And some people are very easygoing by temperament. And you've probably seen with babies even, there's that totally chill baby, And
right.
On the other hand, there's the baby that's constantly freaking out and crying and has stranger anxiety. And, and so those are aspects of temperament. So that's kind of what we delved into in our 3 books on temperament. And then finally, this game we thought just would be a fun way to connect with our families and friends, and even coworkers can play this game and just have fun and finding out about each other.
Lorraine Bennett is joining me today. We're talking about a new board game for Catholics called Know Thyself, the Game of Temperaments. Well, Lorraine, you had mentioned that you have written books about temperament with your husband, Art. Now, how did you begin to form this particular game? I think we think about games as there's a start, there's a ways that you conquer and you take over other people and then you win at the end. How does this game play out compared to those?
Yeah, this is not quite like that kind of game. But this is more of a, if you've ever played Apples to Apples,
absolutely,
it's just like that. Yeah. Okay. It's just a fun way to kind of in this particular game, we're learning about ourselves and we're also learning what other people think of us, because we'll be playing with that. There's over 480 cards, temperament cards. And you shuffle them all up and the dealer deals them out, and then you'll have a hand, and then we'll be talking about one person in the room, and it kind of goes around the circle. And so we might say, oh, well, so who is Brenda? And then each of us who are playing pick the card from our hand that we think best fits Brenda. So for example, in my hand, I'm looking at some of the cards right now. I might have reads the small print, or too many hats, or always right, or party animal, you know? So I have to pick what card is going to best describe, and then the judge ultimately decides which card is the best one. And then the role of judge rotates, as does the role of who we're talking about, you know, or goes around the room. So, and it kind of just like ends up being just a really fun and hilarious kind of thing. But at the end, you do find out about yourself.
Well, see, I want to talk about that because I find this very fascinating. I am coming up against my break, though, Lorraine. Will you stay with me through the break? And then we're going to pick up our conversation in the next half hour and really get into what my temperament is.
Okay.
I am continuing now my conversation with Lorraine Bennett. Lorraine is joining me today because, well, there's a new board game for Catholics. It's called Know Thyself, the Game of Temperaments. Lorraine is joining me today because we're going to talk a little bit more about this and exactly what you're going to learn about yourself if you play this game. Hello, Lorraine. Thanks so much for staying with me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me. This is great.
Well, Lorraine, look, I've taken tests before. I've taken the Myers-Briggs. I've taken the call to be gifted to help identify ministry that I would excel at. I have even taken the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory. That was to ensure that I was ready to take on the responsibility of being the wife of a deacon. Now, will this game help identify a reality of a person's personality, or as you call it, temperament?
Well, we hope so. That's kind of the goal of one of the goals of the game. But that's actually like maybe an end result that you will find out. The main aspect of the game is to really to have fun, to be with our family and friends, get to know ourselves a little better, get to know each other and what they think of us, and also just to strengthen the bonds of family and friendship. But you also will find out what your temperament is, or what your the combination of temperaments, as we describe in our books. We go back to the old original, way back to the ancient Greeks, which is why we used "Know Thyself," Socrates' famous saying.
Mm-hmm.
But so in our books, we talk about the temperaments in terms of the old Greek terms, the choleric or choleric, the melancholic, the phlegmatic, and the sanguine. And those are just four kind of handy categories, you know, that we use. But it's not that contemporary psychologists would describe you in any of those ways, but it's kind of a fun handle. And it does, again, have that Catholic history that I mentioned. It kind of goes back to many spiritual writers, and even one Pope, Pope John Paul I, wrote about temperament. You know, saints have talked about temperament as well in these terms. So that's why we're using it sort of a fun way. So it's not that you're going to be, you know, on the level of like the MMPI type of thing, you know?
Right.
but it is similar to the, you know, Myers-Briggs in a way, because we're talking about similar aspects of our personalities, such as the extroversion, introversion, tendency to, you know, perseverance or not to persevere, things like that. Detail-oriented, not detail-oriented, fun-loving, the classic people person, for example, is your sanguine, loves to talk, they're the most extroverted, life of the party, fun-loving, affectionate. You know, then you have the opposite temperament, the melancholic, who's very detail-oriented, very serious. They love quality, not quantity. They love the true, the good, and the beautiful. And then there's the choleric that I mentioned, who's your classic leader type, very, you know, action-oriented, goal-oriented, et cetera. And then the phlegmatic is just the opposite of the choleric. They're the very peaceful, easygoing, hate conflict, you know, team player, don't like to be in the limelight, that sort of person. And it's funny because when we first started really delving into temperaments, we realized that we have our four kids, they're all different. They're entirely different. One of each.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Lorraine, as you're playing the game, can you find out that do traits like these, are they kind of hardwired as to who we will always be? Or does life experience sometimes change our temperaments? Yeah. Or can we maybe use, you know, gifts from each one of these when we're looking at different situations?
Yeah, well, what we like to say is you kind of have a basic temperament that you start out with, and it remains fairly consistent through your life, but it doesn't mean that, like, let's say, it doesn't mean that you're completely bound to behave in this way. It's not, because as Catholics, we believe we're fundamentally free. So we're free to choose, you know, to follow God's call and to respond in a different way than perhaps we might by nature tend to respond. So the temperament is more of your tendency, your kind of natural inclination. But let's say my natural inclination is that I'm rather impulsive, and I'm also like a little bit quick to, you know, get angry. Well, that doesn't work in many situations. Like, you know, lots of times that's like the inappropriate response, right? So what I would do is I would know this about myself. I would say, you know, I do have this tendency, but I'm going to work on it. So I'm going to develop those virtues that are opposite to that, you know, that maybe that weakness that I have. So I'm going to try to grow in the virtues of perseverance. And I'm going to try to grow in the virtue of humility and patience, you know, to kind of counteract some of my weak areas, because everybody has both strengths and weaknesses, because right. We're not perfect.
Oh, you know? So, absolutely. Yeah. And bless God for making us exactly the way that we are meant to be. It sounds like a whole lot of fun. The name of the game is Know Thyself, the Game of Temperaments. It was designed by Lorraine Bennett, and Lorraine is with me today. It's a lot of fun. And again, we're coming into summer months, families getting together.
Exactly.
A board game is the perfect way. Kind of, who is this designed for? Ages, I guess, for family members to know. And where are they going to be able to find a copy? Where are they going to be able to find the game?
Right, right. Well, it's best for ages 12 and up, and best for like lots of players. So minimum is 4, but it's much better if you have 6, 8, 10 players. And you can get it at SophiaInstitute.com. And right now it is on sale for, I think, $24.95.
Okay.
Yeah. So on a special sale right now at SophiaInstitute.com.
Oh, I love it. I am a lover of board games. I'm also a lover to kind of see what these types of things say about myself. I know many families will enjoy it this summer. Thanks so much for creating a game for Catholic families. And thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much.
And again, that is Lorraine Bennett. Now, the name of the game is Know Thyself, the Game of Temperaments. I will definitely put a link to where you can get right to Sophia to find out all of the information about the game and purchase one for your family. You're going to find the link on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com.